Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.
That this Dara girl is a madam.
Spilling tea.
Oh, I love it.
I don't know about this. This doesn't sound...
Oh, shut up, Emma. It's funny.
It is funny.
Welcome to 40 Ever Young. Hey, Liz.
Hi, Christina. How are you?
I'm good. Enjoying the new Ladies of London.
Oh, I'm glad. Well, happy spring forward, your favorite holiday.
Yes, finally, some more daylight.
What a treat today was.
I know. Even though I was tired this morning.
You know, I slept in like 20 minutes longer than I normally, like I purposely set my alarm like 20 minutes like later than I normally do, because I was like, I knew I was going to be dragging ass, and I felt good. So I was like, okay, maybe I worked my way into this.
That's good. I had a hard time falling asleep last night.
I wasn't, you're right. I didn't have a hard time falling asleep, but I did fall asleep a little bit later. Like I read for a little bit longer because I wasn't tired.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I turned off the lights and everything. I'm like, all right, time for bed. And then I'm just there like tossing and turning. I'm like, oh my God. I was like, all right.
It does always mess with me. It takes me like a week to get used to it.
I know, but I'll take it for that extra sunlight.
100%. And if you're wondering what I was reading last night, it was the Lisa Rinna book.
Nice. How is it?
You know, I like it. It's always interesting to hear kind of like behind the camera, stuff of Bravo. So, and she does share a lot. I was kind of like surprised. I'm surprised Andy still had her on after she shares. So it's good. She's very focused on like, I'm a fashion person now. Like she repeats it over and over and over again. She's like, when I was on the season, like Erica and Dorit always got the attention for that, but it's always been my thing. I've always this, always that. So like, I'm just kind of like, okay, I get it. On to the next story, you know, but I'm enjoying it. And I think I spoke about it earlier on the podcast. Like I kind of do love like she and Harry's like love story, you know, so
yeah,
I'm enjoying it.
Oh good, I'm glad. Yeah. And it's not that long, so
oh my God, so short. Yeah. I thought I'd be done with it already, but I'm not.
Oh, but it was, I'm so glad we got to meet her, even though if it was for like 0.5 seconds.
I know, we really need to I really need to have like a pep talk with myself and like lock in and be like, okay, be present, because these things just like they go by so quickly. And I'm like, did I even look at her? Did I even, you know, like,
I know. I don't even think I got a chance to lock eyes. I think there's so many people there just shooing you. Like, all right, move, go. Where's your camera? And you know, it's just like, and then it's just like, yeah, I felt like it was rushed.
Yeah. I was taking all of your pictures because I wanted to take like candid. So I was like taking pictures from behind. And then the guy was like, what's your name? Or no, I handed my book and then he goes, what's your name? And I'm like handing my phone to the other woman. And I was like, I'm looking at him, but handing her my phone. I'm like, Liz, like I'm almost like guessing. I'm like, I think it's Liz, you know, like, and then by the time you get up there, like I stood like further back than they wanted us to. And so they're like, no, move up. So like, they gave me like a jump, you know, like a jump scare. And I was like, oh my God. So then I moved up and like, by that time it's like all over. And I'm like, wait, I didn't even look at her. Like,
I know.
So yeah, I need to definitely like meditate before we go in there and just like be present, be in the moment.
Yeah, don't let them rush you.
Exactly.
Because I would have liked to have taken candids or even see you guys, but they're like, all right, keep going. Keep going.
Exactly. I know. It's frustrating.
But... yeah.
But yes, to your point, I'm so glad we went there. I'm so glad it was right here in the neighborhood. It was a fun little thing to do on a Thursday afternoon or whatever day of the week it was. So I'm glad we went.
Yeah, me too. Another Bravo celebrity. We got to check off our list.
I was just thinking that. Love it.
Yeah.
But sorry, so back to Ladies of London. You're loving it.
Yes. I did watch the original Ladies of London, even though now I can't think of anything that happened. Mm-hmm. But this one, oh my God, they found some kooky people. They're a little nutty, and I love them. I love them already.
That's promising.
Some of them are more prim and proper than others. But there's two nutty women. One of them's American, and one of them's British. So, and I also love how they have a guy on. He really works well with them.
That's good.
Yeah. And he's snarky. They just get into it. Like right away, there's a party. And then someone's like, oh, I heard Dara's a madam. And then her friend from like college is like, no way. You know, like, how dare you? And just like, nope, that's not true at all. And then you realize that this girl, her name's Mika. She's originally, she's an American. And she's the etiquette coach.
Oh gosh, yeah.
So she's like, oh, Dara and I are best friends, and we've been best friends for so long. And then it cuts to Dara, and she's like, yeah, we're not that close. I'm like, oh my God.
That's funny.
Yeah. And then they just keep talking about how this Dara woman's a madam. And then Dara, her ex-husband, is married to Princess Beatrice.
Oh, interesting. Her ex-husband is.
Yeah.
Okay. And they have a kid together?
Yes, they do.
Okay. So I think I remember that. Yeah.
So then the second episode, because they released two episodes, and obviously you're getting to know these women too, so, and their backstories. Mm-hmm. And so the second episode that Dara has, like, you know, a dinner. And then, but also when her friend, Mika was like, people were calling you a madam. She's like, oh, who cares? Whatever. And then at her dinner, someone's just like, hey, so you were talking shit on Mika, like that you're not, you know, she's cringy and everything. So Mika's like quiet at the dinner. And then she goes up to Dara. She's like, can we talk? And Dara's like, no. I was like, damn. And they ask her too. She's a madam. And then, she's like, no, but let's move on. And people are like, what? Gosh. They're like, we love this. You know, they're like, we love gossiping and
just, yeah.
You know, talking all this shit.
The producers probably hate it too. They're like, no, talk about it. Like,
So then Dara goes off. I'm sorry if I'm giving everything away, but.
No, please.
Dara goes off to the producer. She's like, I don't think I'm cut out for this. And yeah, so then there's just a thing that says Dara left the friend group.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
After two episodes?
Yeah, I think maybe she was just thinking of her reputation.
Oh, I wonder if she got paid, if she like ended her contract early. That would be interesting.
Yeah. I'm sorry I gave everything away.
No. I love it. I'm sure I'll be texting you line by line when I watch it.
These ladies, like, I laughed out loud when the other one was just like, what we opened with. She was like, shut up, it's fun.
Great. I wonder then. Yeah. I also like wonder if she left the friend group because the producers are like, well, if you don't want to talk about these things, what are you going to talk about? You know, like,
exactly.
This plus is what the show is.
And it seemed like all the ladies and the guy was just like, no, we're on the other one side.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So I think she wasn't getting the reception.
Right.
Makes sense. That she wanted from the ladies and that they were all going to take, you know, Mika's side.
Interesting. All right. Well, and it's a Peacock show, right? No, it's not a Bravo.
No, it is a Bravo show.
Oh, it's a Bravo show. Okay.
Yeah. And then, what's it? Some of them have interesting backstories, you know, models and, you know, they're party girls. I'm liking it so far.
All right, good. The original one was Stanberry, right?
Yeah.
And Juliet or whatever.
Yeah.
And the other Caroline. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't watch that religiously, but I would catch episodes. So, and you know what? When Ladies of London came out, and I don't know if I saw the commercial or you guys were texting about it, but I was getting confused with the Real Housewives. Isn't there also a Real Housewives of London?
Yes.
Okay, that's why I was like, why are you guys just talking about this now? Like, this has been out for a while. Like, not that we could watch it. I knew we couldn't watch it, but I was so confused. I didn't realize that. I mean, that's confusing that they're doing a Ladies of London Housewives. I mean, sorry, they're doing a Ladies of London and a London Housewives at the same time or around the same time. It's very confusing, but okay, good to know that we can watch it.
A group of people.
Good. Awesome. All right. I'll have to. So for the listeners, I didn't watch it because I forgot about it. So I will watch it for our next podcast and we'll talk about it more.
Yeah, definitely. And I just feel like I have to get used to everyone's names.
Oh yeah. That's the hardest part.
Yeah.
I still feel like I'm doing that on like Southern Hospitality.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Even though I know there's nobody really new yet, but it was like, I kind of was like, I don't know. I know you texted, you liked it. I thought it was a good first episode. It just felt, I don't know, something felt off to me. I'm like, are they trying too hard? Like what's off here? You didn't feel that way?
I love the first minute. They got right into it with all like the flashback.
Well, that was like, good. Yeah, that was like, good.
I'm already like invested. I feel like TJ and Brad love this attention.
Yeah.
So I feel like they love it. I think that is just Maddie. And I think that's just Emmy.
Yeah.
But I think TJ and Brad love to gossip, love to talk shit, and just are loving the cameras following their every move.
And I love that we found out why Brad's new girlfriend is dating Brad within the first episode, because she jumped right in there at the end. I was like, okay, we just met you and relax. Like, I don't even know your name right now.
Damn.
Yeah. I was like, okay, now I know why she's dating. Not that, you know, dating Brad is a bad thing, but I'm like, you want to be on TV. Got it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. But even so, she like, even at Maddie, she
I was like, whoa.
Oh, I hear the doorbell. So I.
Okay. Well, we will wait for you.
All right.
Listeners, we are taking a break while Christina gets something at her door. we will continue talking about the shows as soon as she returns. Hopefully she's back soon. What can I talk about? There's a lot going on Bravo right now. It's overload, I think. Glad Potomac's over. Glad Traitors is over so that we can focus on other shows. Because when I was writing my list for this podcast, it is very long, ridiculously long of Bravo shows. So we have lots to talk about. Hopefully this isn't a 6-hour long podcast, but we'll see. We'll see how long Christina's at the door. Because if she's at the door any longer, it might be a 6-hour long podcast.
I'm back.
Oh, okay, good. I was running out of things to talk about to myself.
Thank you guys for waiting. Been waiting for that delivery for a while.
And listening to my train of thought while you went away. But back to Southern Hospitality, go ahead.
I was like such a huge fan. I was just like, okay, with the whole Michael, oh my God, why do I always get his name wrong?
Michael? Yeah.
I'm just like, damn, he did not need to yell at Molly.
I know. That's why I was like, oh, yikes.
Yeah. I was just like, whoa.
Yeah. And Molly's reaction, she was almost like, I felt like she was thinking that maybe this is why I thought it was like a little off, because she was looking at him like, how am I supposed to react to this? Like, this is crazy. Like, do I cry? Do I yell back? Like, she just felt like it was kind of like a delayed reaction, you know?
Oh, yeah. And plus, what kind of bothered me about that, she was talking to Blake. She was not yelling at Lake.
No, that was an overreaction too on Blake's.
But Lake went into, she saw Michael's and she's like, oh, she was just screaming at me. I was like, no, Molly wasn't screaming at you.
Right.
I was like, you started it, Lake.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I'm sure watching it, but I'm sure at the reunion, but she'd be like, thanks a lot, Lake. But. I mean, it's kind of just like, I don't know why. I mean, like, I totally get why Maddie's upset.
100%. But she should also be mad at Emmy. Like, yeah. Emmy's trick is working and that bothers me. I'm like, I don't want your little switcheroo to be working, and Maddie's buying right into it, you know?
Exactly. Just because they like contacted Maddie more and was just like, no, we didn't do anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then I'd also be like, if I were Joe Bradley, I'd be like, all right, so he didn't cheat. Like, why? Like, do you want to get back with him or something?
Right, right.
You know?
Well, but wouldn't, I don't know, I'd feel the same way. Like, should I have broken up with him? Like, if he didn't cheat on me, would we still be together? Would I not be with Joe?
You know? Yeah.
Like, I feel like it totally fucks with your head.
Absolutely. And then Joe's probably like, love me, stay with me.
Oh my God, I know.
Yeah. I did appreciate, I don't know if this actually happened in the episode or if I just saw a preview for next episode and that's what I'm thinking of. No, it's just, it continues on with the fight. And then I think Maddie's like, I'm not being combative. I'm not doing it. And Joe's like, yeah, actually, yeah, you are. And
she's like, oh, that must be next week. Yeah, I don't think that happened.
She's like, screw you, Joe.
That's so.
But I was like, well, at least Joe like tells her like when she's in the wrong.
Seriously. Wait, speaking of Joe, did you feel like, oh my God, Joe and his secret walls when he opened up the wall?
Yes.
Oh my God. I'm like, Joe loves a fucking secret wall.
I was like, oh my God.
Or a secret door, I should say.
Yes.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, he's so cheesy with these secret doors.
Yeah. Oh my God. There was hardly any leather. Maybe like 2 seconds.
Thank God.
I know. I was like, oh wow.
Every time I go to watch Southern Charm and it's like that scene from the baby shower where it's like Leva and Sally, like I'm like, why is Leva on? Like, that's the only time she was in this whole season. Why is she like the stock photo for this season?
I know. And I think there was another time they went to lunch and she was there like already starting, like, oh, so what happened with this or whatever?
Oh, yes.
Like, why are you trying harder to get back on here even though you left it, Southern Charm, than you are Southern Hospitality, which is your show?
I don't know what it is. I used to be a Leva fan back in the day. And I just, every time she's on my screen, I'm like, nope, not for me.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, what she did, but she did something to make me be like, no, thank you.
Yeah. And I didn't even mind her on Southern Hospitality. I was like, all right, not that, you know, because she was never like, the focus is never on her. So I was like, okay, this is better. But now I'm just like, all right, we hardly see her and that's fine.
Yeah, but I think that it's always bothered me that she's trying to be Lisa Vanderpump. And it's like, yeah, you have a little, you have a thriving restaurant business in downtown Charleston, you know, like good for you. But like, it just bothers me when we see those pictures of outside of Republic and they have like 6 or 7 like VIP hosts standing out front. And I'm like, there's not 7 tables in that place.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand why you have Maddie and Emmy and all the girls inside. And then you have like whatever that different dress is that Lake wears, right? Like Lake is different than Maddie. Like there was like at least like 6 of them, including Lake. And I was like, what do you guys do? That place is not big enough for this.
They just stand there.
It's so weird, Christina. I think that's what bothers me about Leva. I'm like, this is just weird. I don't get it.
Yeah, I know.
But anyway, but yeah, it was a fun episode. I just, yeah, it's, we'll see. I'm sure it'll be a good season. It's always good. And they're always a little shorter too, which I like. So
Yes. I like that too.
Let's go to Potomac since it's over and just wrap that up.
Okay.
The Karen of the all, the Wendy of it all. What do you want to talk about?
You know, I'm not a fan of reunions, but this one had me chuckling. I actually thought it was one of their best reunion ever.
Mm.
So I wasn't like, oh my God, let this be over. You know, I was more just like, okay, not bad. I get why Wendy can't really say anything, but, I mean, Karen, it was disappointing, her interview, and then this, and she's like, I hope you guys have been behaving. It's like, well, you haven't,
right?
Like, like, come on now. I was like, you gotta be a little bit more humble here.
I think she's treating going to jail like she did community service. That's what it feels like to me, and I'm like, that's not what it was, Karen.
Well, because the way she talks about, like, oh, these girls in there needed me in my
exactly life. That's what I mean. She's treating it like she did some kind of like greater good. No, you were put there.
Yeah.
Because you had a DUI.
Yes. And this wasn't your first one.
It was your fourth.
Ay, ay, ay. I thought it was good. I loved how they were like, Giselle, you didn't get a little time on you. And it's like, yeah, Giselle, because you don't have a storyline.
I know.
I loved it. It's like, Giselle, you had all this stuff going on behind the scenes and we heard none of it.
Right.
Bring it. Like, stop, yeah. like, harping on Stacey and actually, like, she dated a congressman. I could totally understand her not wanting to talk about that.
Right.
She dated someone else, like a football player. We saw none of that. Just someone, right. like, Stacey mentioned it.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Uh-huh. I was trying to be like, coy about it. The whole drama with her stepmother.
Oh, yeah.
We heard like a little, like, so she gave us a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's very interesting, I think.
Yeah. And I don't think that I knew that her father was so high up in the civil rights movement. I'm like, tell me more about this. Like, when they flashed that picture of her dad and Dr. King, I was like,
yeah,
give me an episode on this. Yeah.
Like, no clue. How are we supposed to know? And I'm like, see, Giselle never really, she always tries to talk about other people's lives, but she never talks about her own.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we know about her daughters, but it's like, okay. Yeah. All right. Like, how much, you know, we don't need to know this much, you know?
Right.
But care it's what sorority like, they're in. Who are you dating? You're obviously dating people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you're a beautiful woman. Like, stuff is going on with you. You just don't share it. And right. then you just go on and on, like, bullying someone else the whole season.
Yeah. Classic like, Jizz.
Yeah. Like, she started on Stacey and then she moved to Angel.
Oh, yeah. That was rough on Angel. Angel wasn't made for this life.
No, but I still want her to get a second season. I'm still on that train.
Yeah, I'll watch her in a second season, but I feel like, you know how like that Lydia from OC, like she just was not made for reality.
Yeah.
Her mother was, but she was not made for reality television.
I feel like Angel, if she gets a second season, she's going to bring it.
I hope so.
Yeah.
The Wendy thing, like at the beginning of the reunion where she's like at home, like whispering to Eddie, that was bothering me because it just screamed acting, you know.
Yeah.
I thought she was more normal at the reunion, so I appreciated that. And I did appreciate like the whole like I do think it's fucked up if really they're trying to say she's using multiple aliases, but that it's only for package delivery. Like if the legal system really is trying to prove that that is like part of their case, that's fucked up. Like,
yeah,
you know, like people use, you know, celebrities use different names to check into hotels all the time. Like,
yeah,
it's not them trying to have an alternate. Yeah, it doesn't mean they're trying to be in, you know, have an alternate identity. It doesn't explain all the social security numbers. That I'm not the legal system. I'm not here to figure that out. But I did think that was like the legal system playing. Like, if it's all true, right? I don't know what's true, what's not. But if it's true, I'm like, yikes, that's a little dirty for them to put out in the press. Like, they're using multiple aliases when it was just for silly things.
Oh yeah, definitely. Can I just veer off for a second and go off on a little tangent? Because you said the word celebrity. And this morning, I saw that I think Chapel Ronan was in France or something, and she was going out to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So she then, like, she has her phone on live, like maybe on Instagram Live or something. And she's like, these people are harassing me. They have to know my every step. I'm just trying to go to dinner. And it's the paparazzi and some fans asking for autographs.
Mm-hmm.
It pisses me off, and she pisses me off. I like her songs, but she pisses me off because this is part of the entertainment industry.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows that if you make it, the paparazzi are going to be following you and that fans are going to ask you for autographs. Mm-hmm. I think we all know that.
Mm-hmm.
So for her to be like, I don't want this. Okay, then go sing karaoke and don't be this famous person.
Right. Go sing in your church.
With the job.
Mm-hmm.
And so for her to be like, they're harassing me, oh my god, blah blah blah, I'm like, oh my god, you're so annoying. I just don't want to support her ever, because I'm like, are you gonna hate that we're all here watching you sing? Like, mm-hmm. She's so annoying. Even like I forgot what award show she was at, but she's like, what, I didn't hear you, don't yell my name, don't yell. And I'm just like, girl, this is part of the job. We all
Yeah, you're at work right now. Like you're on the red carpet. Yeah.
Like, and you're at work. Sorry. Like, yeah, that must suck that they follow your dinner. But I mean, you're in like this huge van with like security guards.
Right.
They like someone famous is coming. You know?
Right. Yeah, you could. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, and I'm sorry. Someone wants your autograph. Like he like went up to the person. He's like, see, he's trying to get my audit. Like show it. Like show your face. Don't hide your face. And he's like, hey, you know. But it's just like this is a fan that purchases your music, so you have this money now because of this fan and other fans. If they want the autograph, I understand in certain situations not to give autographs. Like if you're in the middle of like eating your food, I get it.
Of course, yeah.
But like if you're getting out of your car and there's a walkway and you're walking to something, a lot of people just stop and just, you know, autograph or take a picture.
Right.
Like she is so ungrateful.
Yeah. She's
she really bothers me.
Yeah.
Like that really bothered me.
I feel like it's like she's leaning into that part of her personality, like almost.
Oh, but it's so annoying.
You know what I mean? But yeah, that's what I mean. Like it's too much. It's like, okay, you're so cool. We get it. You know,
you're no Britney Spears in her heyday. Like you're no Michael Jackson. You're not that level.
So no, I mean,
great. And it wasn't even that many fans. I just saw one, maybe two. And I'm like, be grateful for these two fans that came out in the cold.
Yeah. And you're like, longevity is all about, like, look at Hillary Duff. She's having a renaissance because she's been super nice to all of her fans for 20 years. You're not going to be able to have that same renaissance if you keep this up.
Absolutely. Like, yeah. You know Lady Gaga.
Oh God. Love Gaga. Wait, this reminds me of, and I know I've told you this story, but I don't know if I've told on the pod, how I saw one of those guys from Impractical Jokers at a casino in Bahamas. And it was like midnight and we saw him walking to the casino. We didn't stalk him. It was literally like, you're just passing somebody and you're like, oh, hey, big fan. Right. And he stopped and he was like, oh, thanks. And like, again, we didn't stalk him down. We didn't look for him. We literally were just passing him. He was by himself. And, so then we said, hey, can we get a picture? You know, cause our friend is a big fan, you know, our friend Chris is a big fan of Impractical Jokers. And he goes, oh no, I would, but I'm with my kids. He was not with anybody. It was midnight in a casino. And I was so mad at myself. I don't even know if I asked or Jeff asked, but one of us asked. And I was like, so embarrassed that we even asked. I'm like, bro, you were a D-list at best celebrity. Yeah. It is midnight. We were not stalking you. We just saw you in the casino and you had to lie to us and say you're with your kid. So it's like,
oh my God.
I wish I didn't talk to you. I wish I just kept walking and didn't give you our attention. But yeah. So
this is why I love Bravo celebrities, because they would be grateful for us with to ask them.
The exception of Sonia Morgan.
She's a hot mess.
She burnt me so bad and I will never let it go.
I don't even like her stuff on Instagram.
Good, Christina. Thank you.
I think solidarity. There was one where she did like a group picture, so I might have liked that, but I was like, no.
Not the solo stuff.
Yeah, no. I think I liked that when she put up the clip, actually, when she said, I party with John John.
Oh my God, I know. I watched that a few times. I can't get enough of that clip.
So I was like, funny. All right, this is good.
And Carol was on the cast then too, which is the weirdest part of her going on that rant. It's like, no, you, Carol is related to John John and was at his wedding and she was at her, or he was at her wedding. Like, what are you talking about?
Funny.
Yeah. Sorry. So back to Potomac. Unless you want to talk about Chapel anymore.
I was steaming all day after seeing that. So I will never go to one of her concerts ever.
I agree. I when she first came out, I liked that she was a little salty. I was like, okay, I kind of like, I'm into this because no one's really into this. But then she just like went way too far. And it was like, this isn't it. Like,
no, you have to be grateful for your fans.
Yeah. It's our money that like, if we're not buying your songs or streaming your songs, you're not making money off your music.
Yeah, exactly. And look, you got to look at the big stars and how they like, they're signing pictures all the time. They're taking, you know, pictures all the time, you know, or even the paparazzi, like, just be like, okay, this is part of the job. Like,
yeah,
just nod and wave. I'm also sick of these celebrities giving the finger. It's like, dude.
I know, right? That's so 1999.
And you called the pop. Like, you know, when Kendall Jenner does it, I'm like, did you just call the paparazzi just to give him the finger? Or Justin Bieber, know. You know?
Yeah.
I'm like, dude.
Yeah, that's funny.
You know your wife called.
Yeah, to your point, like your wife, exactly. I totally understand while you're actually eating, if you're with your kids.
Yeah,
I saw somebody
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Read recently and they're like, if I'm with my kids, I'm not looking at you. I'm not talking to you. I'm not,
totally
you know it. What? It might've been Sterling K. Brown. He's like, yeah, if I'm with my kids, like nothing. But if I'm not with my kids, he's like, I'm here for it. I'm open to it. I'll do whatever you want, you know, want from me, because without you, I wouldn't be here, you know?
Yeah.
And it's almost more true. Like for actors, it's like a little bit less true, right? Because you do majority of acting is like on a soundstage behind closed doors.
Yeah.
It's the, like all art, right? It's subjective. So the show could be great. It could not, you know, not pop off, like whatever. It's very much a different thing. But to your point, like singing is, you're getting up in front of a crowd. You want these people to enjoy your music, to cheer for you, to acknowledge you. Like you are literally performing for them. So
exactly. You're going on tour.
Yeah. Right?
And the tickets are not cheap.
Oh, of course not.
You know, so. Yeah. It's just, the musicians need the fans more.
It's so funny. Like J-Lo has never met a camera she doesn't love, right? She's never met a fan she doesn't love. Like that woman loves to take a picture, even when Ben Affleck is slamming her car door. Like she doesn't care. She just wants to be in everybody's like top of mind, you know? And then there's people like Chappell that fight against it. Yeah. It's just,
Are you seeing these videos of J-Lo and Ben like walking around together?
Yes. Like, I went to send them to you. I'm like, what's going on here?
If they're back, I'm here for it. I believe.
Oh my God. Third time's the charm. Yes. I believe in love too.
Oh my God. Give it another go, guys.
Please. Let's do it.
Her back. I'm like, all right. I'm like, they're so meant for each other.
Oh my gosh. I can't. Oh, I love it. I can't. It's so good.
You get such a kick out of it.
Me too. It's so good.
And then when they got divorced, he's all smiley and everything. And now
he's back to being cranky. So funny.
I love that he goes back for more.
I know. Well, that red carpet, that kiss of the spider woman, like she did not, like she did look at, like there were, they did catch her like looking at him lovingly, but most of the time she looked a little awkward, like, oh, I can't believe I have to be doing this. Mm-hmm. But she just goes back for more.
Ben is the love of her life. Oh, he's not so letting him go. I just love that, you know, Ben's going back.
Mm-hmm. Ben is back. The 90s are back. They said the 90s are back and we need to be back.
Yes, definitely. That's good stuff. All right. What were we talking about? Potomac?
Yeah. Unless you want to move to Traders.
I can move to Traders. I think I'm done with Potomac. Are you?
Yeah. Yeah. It was an okay season. I think we talked about the bullying and, you know, the Karen stuff. I think we talked about everything there is to talk about. So I think we covered everything, you know, and like you said, I agree. It was a very good reunion. I think I said before we joined the podcast, like I typically don't watch the third part of reunions, but this one, I was like, well, I got to see the Karen stuff and I got to see the, Wendy stuff. So yeah, I agree. Good reunion. And yeah, we need a little something more next season. We'll see.
But, of course. Yeah.
Andy will build a friggin' show around
Stacey. He loves her.
He loves her.
And you know what? I love it. She was cracking me up too.
Cause you know what? Her delusion is not like Sonya Morgan delusion. Sonya Morgan delusion was like harmful, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
to herself.
To herself. Yeah. She would, but like Stacey's isn't hurting anybody and it's just not going away.
Funny.
Yeah. Yet she rises. Like she's just always going to rise.
Even did you see just the way she slow-mo'd looked the other way? I was like, this is great. I was like, thank you, Stacey.
Yeah. So good. It's so good.
Oh, speaking of reunions, did you see how Andy, you know how Andy always tweets like, oh, we're preparing for the reunion. Give us your questions. So he's like, oh, we're preparing for the Beverly Hills reunion. Give us your questions. And everyone's like, for what? Like,
right.
And so maybe I'm like, please let them mention it. They won't because this is Andy's favorite show. But I'm like,
and it's Kyle,
please let them mention it. That this season sucked.
Yeah, I agree.
Of course, it's still going. So it's
again,
still-
like Rachel and Amanda, the two newbies, are the only ones providing anything.
I know, but it's still not enough to save it.
No, it's definitely not enough. But like, keep Rachel, keep Bose. Keep Dorit, because I love
her. Yes. I actually want them to keep... Everyone keeps on saying get rid of Dorit, but I love how...
No, she's the delusion we need.
She is. And also, I love how she just wants to be like Rachel Zoe's bestie.
Yes. Listen, I've been wanting to say this to you for two episodes now. Rachel Zoe is amazing because she dresses to me... Again, you know, we always talk on this podcast, like, not my fashion, but... I love her for it. Like, I love her boho chic on her. I do think it's too much hair, but I say that all the time about everybody. I have a problem with too much hair. Too much hair, but I've always loved her boho chic. Not for me, but I love her for it. And I love her over all her chunky jewelry and her oversized bags. Like, love it all for her. But like, when she just like picked up that hat in that store and was like, Dorit, this would go with that. And it looked amazing. I was like, she is a professional.
Yeah.
She has the most ridiculous oversized style for herself, but like she is able to just dress people and like it. And then when she said, this is why they pay me the big bucks, I'm like, this is why they pay you the big bucks. Like, you are amazing to me. Cause she would never wear that hat she picked up. Like, that hat would never go on her head.
Oh, but no.
It looked great on Dorit, and she saw it and she was like, this is going to look great on Dorit. And it did. And I was like, you are so good. So anyway, that was probably the season highlight for me. But no, build a show around, because I hate Amanda. Like, there's nothing redeemable about it. I think she's stealing people's money, but she's delusional for the show. So sure, let's keep her on. Let's watch her get married next year. Fine. But and I hate to say it because I do really enjoy Erica and especially her confessionals, but like, oh, actually this year she is giving a little bit more.
Yeah, she is giving a little bit more. I was like, damn, can't get rid of her yet then.
I know. So keep Erica. You know how we feel about Kyle. Who else can go? Oh, poor Sutton. Like she always brought the delusion, and this year she's just not even on the show.
I know. She's like trying to keep quiet. And
well, I think that's why she wanted to room with Amanda, and not because she wanted to be a nice girl, because she wanted to be on the show.
Yeah. I think they just need to add a person who's funny. Like, none of them are really funny.
That's true. You know? You're right.
They need they need a Stacy or, you know, because we don't get any laughs. I'm not laughing.
No, you're right. You're totally right.
You know? Mm-hmm. And it's just, and how many times are we going to see Mauricio? I thought we were done with
Oh my God. It is hilarious. And then he shows up in Potomac. Like,
yes.
He must have like a deal with Bravo. It's like, my face needs to be on 10 episodes a year. You know, like, you guys figure it out. Yeah.
He showed up on the Valley Persian style for 2 or 3 episodes.
There you go.
Because MJ works for the agency.
She always has though, right? Like, she did back in the original. Yeah, I knew that. Okay. Yeah.
And then I guarantee, I think I might have texted it, but I feel like Mauricio is really gunning for a spot on the Traitors next season. I bet you.
Have I said this on this podcast? Sorry if I'm repeating myself, but every time I see someone's name announced for the Traitors, I'm like, they have excellent management. Like, whoever is there managing them is like, everybody else who wants to get on the Traitor, go work with these people. Because the fact that like Donna Kelsey and freaking Stephen Coletti and Mark Ballas, like, these are people we haven't, I mean, Mark, I guess, was just on, well, he didn't even win with the Mormon woman until after Traitors. So like, when he was cast on Traitors, he wasn't even on Dancing with the Stars anymore. Like,
And he came back.
He came back to after Traitors, after he filmed Traitors, but before Traitors aired. They just have excellent management, and whoever, I know a lot of Bravo celebrities listen to our podcast, so guys, if you're listening, go hook up with their management because they know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even people like I never heard of Eric Nam before. I never heard of who else. I don't really watch Big Brother or Survivor, so of course I didn't hear of them.
It's them, and it's less to me. Okay, so maybe I take back my comment. For like any of the reality competition people, I think less about their management because it's like they're kind of no-brainers. You know, they're going to go on these competition shows. So like they probably pull up the roster every year and they're like, okay, pick 2 or 3, right? So like them, I don't think their management is as good. I'm talking about like the randos, like the Stephen Coletti's, or like who was on last year that was like super – like Gabby Windy. Well, I guess she's been on a lot.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
The reality, but not competition. She was on The Bachelor, you know, but like,
yeah,
which is an ABC show, not even an NBC show, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just like Kristen Kitsch, like boring, but like she's a Bravo celebrity, so it makes sense, you know.
Yeah. They figured they had to do other someone else besides a housewife,
and it's the cross promotion too, right? So like, mm-hmm. if you watch her on this, maybe then you'll go watch her on Top Chef, and the same with like. You know, Johnny and what's her name? They knew that Traitors was going to go right into the Olympics. So Tara, so that made sense. Like that cross promotion. So there's a lot of cross promotion there, but like Moira and Robbie Bobbies, they have excellent agents because there's a shit ton of people to choose from on those Love Islands. And the fact that those two got the spots, like,
yeah,
good for you.
Oh yeah, definitely. Especially Robbie Bobbies. And I guess I wonder too, like, if the manager's like, well, I know, who was it that they were like, oh, this person has to be a traitor. Oh, Boston Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do if he's a traitor. But like, even so, then the producers, I mean, I thought it was great to have Rinna, Candace, and Rob.
Mm-hmm. I did too.
So it's just like, I wonder if also the producer's like, hey, we're going to keep Rob also because he's our eye candy.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year, did they even have a housewife traitor?
Thinking. Who were the housewives last year?
Dorinda.
Right. Oh, and Dolores. There was one. Oh, God. It's on the tip of my tongue. Was it Robin last year, too? Or was it two years ago? Yeah. Oh, so.
Yeah, I think last year.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think you're right. No housewives. It was. Oh, God. Boston Rob.
Yeah.
And. I'm trying to picture it. Who else was in the tour with Boston Rob? Oh, Caroline. Crazy blonde Caroline.
Oh, right? Yes. And then Danielle.
Danielle from Big Brother.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I mean, I can understand why they want Rinna as a traitor, because Rinna's, you know, Rinna.
Mm-hmm.
But I was actually surprised with Candace. So I was
Me too. Yeah. But she was a great pick. Like, yeah, that was, she was.
Once,
amazing.
Once she started going, I was like, oh, this was a really good idea. So those producers are good too.
Right? Yeah. And I didn't realize it until I saw something on, you know, Instagram about it, but like, it was an older cast. I kind of love that about Traitors too. It's not these young, you know, like Big Brothers, everybody is under, like the oldest person on Big Brother, and they're always cast as like the old person is like 40, you know, like they never have an old person, and they're always like typecasted. They either go out on episode two or they string them along because they know they can beat them in the end, you know?
Yeah.
So I love that this show, like Donna Kelsey, Rinna, they were probably the two oldest, right? And
Rob was the youngest.
Rob was the only one in his 20s, I think, right? Because I don't think Maura's in her 20s. Yeah. Oh, actually, I don't know.
No, she's 35.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize she was that old.
Rob is like 27, 28. So not even like young 20s.
Yeah, not even a baby. Yeah, no, I love it. Although I do think, so Rob played an excellent game.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad for Eric.
No.
He was very smart. Like I've heard some people be like, oh, he should have recruited Moira. No, because then he wouldn't have gotten to where he was. Like he did, he is Machiavellian. He played, is that the right word? I don't know, that where he like played all the people exactly the way he was supposed to. But I do think next year they're going to have to add a new twist, because when someone plays the game so perfectly, like
people are going to pick up on it.
Oh yeah. And that's how that's why Big Brother, like, you know, for the past 20 years, like every year there's at least one new twist, if not more, because people study it, you know, and they like, go on knowing all the moves they're going to play. So we'll see. And hopefully next year we get a better secret trader. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, and that play out better. Because mm-hmm. I feel like the UK always starts with the, you know, with the twists. And, you know, like, so whatever the UK is doing, then this version, the US will copy on. Because the UK did the secret trader first. And I read that it worked really well.
That might have messed up Robbie Bobby, too, if that would have lasted longer.
Oh, absolutely. And he's lucky it was Donna. Mm-hmm. If it was anyone else who played the game well, then, yeah, he definitely would have messed up.
Mm-hmm. Donna Kelsey. Excellent representation for Donna Kelsey. Getting her Ziploc commercials and the Traders. Like, what?
I just love how she's just like, oh, I love this show. And her sons are probably like, just give us 1 second. We'll make a call.
Yeah, exactly. And I also think it's funny, like, how on the show they're like, oh, Taylor. They weren't even engaged when she filmed that show last year, you know?
Yeah.
So I did think that, like, the odds of them still being together, you know, could have gone either way. But. But anyway, anything else you want to say about the Traders?
No, I enjoyed it. I thought it was great, as per usual.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do we have anything else? I know we kind of talked about Beverly Hills. Do we have anything else to say there?
No, absolutely not.
Crossing it off. let's talk Southern Charm.
Yeah.
Are you still in love with Craig?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I went from like, I love, well, first, the beginning seasons, I wasn't like, oh my God, Craig. I think he's grown into his looks.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's aging very well. I didn't find him cute like in the early seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And then I loved Craig. And then I did not like Craig, especially with Winterhouse. Oof.
Yeah, that was
remember
rough.
That.
Yeah, of course. That's what's like, happening right now.
It is, because I was so during Winterhouse, I'm like, I can't stand him. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, my crush is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then it came back, and then now it's gone.
Mm-hmm. And he's kind of doing the same thing. Like, obviously, his behavior is the same as it was on Winterhouse, but also like him like flaunting his money because he has more money than this cast, and he had more money than the Winterhouse cast. Like that. Well, I shouldn't even say he has more money than this cast. Chip probably has more money than we could count, but you know what I mean? Like he has made a lot of money in his stardom, you know? And I felt like he's like throwing his money a little bit around, like same as he did on Winterhouse, where he's like, I don't clean, I hire cleaning people. Like, I feel like that's happening again now. And they're like, let's get a bottle. He's like, get two. Oh, I got this for the road. Like, he's just like, I have money, everybody. If you didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah, like you did not need another bottle of tequila for the road.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, oh man, you're already far gone. I did love that he got cigarettes.
Oh my God, I know.
And then Austin has a cigarette in his mouth.
Hanging out of his mouth, while that fight's going on. And like, Austin's head buried so far in his phone because he just knows that Craig is that kind of drunk that if you even look at him the wrong way, he'll go off on you. So it's like you really literally have to like not make eye contact while he's having his bitch fit.
At first, I'm like, oh, Sally's going to get pissed at Austin for not sticking up for her. But I was like, mm-hmm. no, Austin is going to be like, no, I don't. Like, it's just going to keep on adding to it.
Yeah.
He interjects.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's good that Charlie was in the car so she saw it.
Yeah, thank God. Because I don't think she would have believed it.
No. And then let me say, you know how like with Paige is all like, oh, I'm such like, you know, a strong girl, whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay, actually, no, Charlie is because Charlie saw that and is like, nope, I'm cutting him off right away. You stayed with the guy 2 years more.
Right.
Come on.
Right. After he did this at Kyle and Amanda's wedding. Like,
and the whole that season of Winterhouse.
Yeah.
So
oh God, that's right.
He continued to date him for 2 years more after he showed this behavior.
Eesh, you're right. Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference I do think is I don't think Charlie really liked him that much because the fact that they'd only kissed, I'm like, you two should be sleeping together by now. Like, what are we doing? And they weren't acting like a couple. Like, I don't know. Even if I'm just like dating somebody, if we're on this trip, like, I'm going to be like a little couple-y with the guy that I'm dating, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying you have to share a room, but like,
yeah, a little bit
know.
More. Even
a little
if
bit something. Yeah.
For like Sally's sake, but Sally was kind of being annoying with that.
Yeah, no, Sally was. I think she needed to rip the band-aid off with that. Like, I think it was the fact that she was playing too coy that was like making it drag out. Like, if she was just like, oh, I'm going to date, you know, Sally might have been talking behind her back still, but I feel like the fact that she was playing coy was like making it drag out.
Yeah.
But so what I was saying was, I don't think Charlie, like, remember those first couple like Summer House episodes with Paige
and Craig. Like, I think Paige fell really hard for Craig. Like, she was in love with Craig. So I get why she was willing to overlook his bad behavior, where Charlie's like, I don't really like this guy this much. I'm dating him for the show. So I'm going to stop dating him, you know?
Yeah, they're like, all right, no, this isn't the one.
Yeah.
Supposedly, she's dating the new guy on Southern Hospitality.
Who's the new guy? Do we know him yet?
With
the curly hair.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. He's cute.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Do you want to talk about, we talked about Southern Hospitality already.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Summer House is my favorite show on Bravo right now.
Oh yeah. Me too. Me too. I'm liking the new people so far.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Ben is kind of maybe not much going on, but, you know, doesn't maybe add as much, but he seems to want to be friends with the guys.
Mm-hmm.
I don't find him like he's some god or anything like how Bailey describes him.
Mm-mm.
But no, I'm enjoying the new people so far. I think they're working.
Yeah, I hope they don't. I feel like they're trying to like phase out Levi, and I don't want them to.
I don't think she's gotten a confessional yet.
I like Dara, and I do think there's more going on with Dara than there is with Levi, and obviously more going on with what's Tiara's friend's name?
Oh, Mia.
Mia. And obviously Mia is like a little bit like of a stronger personality. So she immediately is just going to like rise to the top anyway. But, I don't want them to, I hate when they push people out. It bothers me.
I know, especially if you're trying to phase out the old cast and get in the new cast, like don't phase this girl out.
Yeah.
Especially since her and the other one are friends. So you have like a solid friendship with that, you know?
Yeah. And I've seen a mixed response on like, you know, what's going on with Sierra and Jesse. Like, I just think it's like, I get why Sarah is saying like, you know, why does everyone think like I'm a joke? Like I would feel the same way. Like, oh, I want to make us with Sierra as a joke. Like, I think I would be like, okay, we have such a good thing going on. We're like really good friends. We tell each other everything. We're like, you know, having a really good time on the show and off the show. And then you go and be like, oh, I think making out with Sierra would be funny. Like, why is it funny? You know?
Wait. What did I? I'm trying to think. Did he actually say as a joke, or is that like the game of telephone, and that's what how Lindsay related it?
I don't know if he said it. He did say it to Sierra in the scenes for the next, like that clip that was on the internet.
Okay, all right.
He said it there. So, but I don't know if he said it before that.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering because they kept on saying as a joke, and I was like, I feel like I have to go back to this convo with Wes because I'm like, did he say joke? I totally get why she's upset. And I feel the same way too. But I'm like, wait, did he or did, you know, how like the whole like with Lake being like, she was screaming at me when she wasn't, when mom wasn't. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, I kind of want to watch that scene again. I think she's more hurt the fact that Wes said, I don't care. But Wes didn't say, I don't care.
Yeah, I know. That was fucked
up. So that also, because once I heard Lindsay say that, and I don't think that Lindsay was doing that on purpose.
No.
You know, she just said it that way and it was wrong.
Yeah.
But Wes didn't say I didn't care. He just kind of like shrugged or not even.
He did care. He showed that he cared. Yeah. Like he was like, what? Is that works? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he even had that talk with him in the pool.
Yeah.
Like, bro, that's not cool. Like,
yeah. So I think she's more hurt that Wes does.
Yeah. I get that.
Doesn't care. She still loves Wes. I don't care how many times.
And he still loves her. Yeah.
So
he just wants to be single because he's on reality television.
Yeah. And you should see his like Instagram stories and TikToks. He's like with a whole group of girls every weekend. He's loving this.
I am annoyed. Like, I know, like, you know, we talked about it and she came out today and said, like, I'm not dating Wes. But I think Amanda is fucking loving these rumors and it's bothering me. I'm like, you want to be Sierra? Like, because Sierra is rumored, you know, these are Sierra's rumors. And now you're like loving the attention that everyone's like, oh my God, are these two like hooking up? And it's like, no, they're not.
Yeah. And I think also because there was originally a rumor that she was hooking up with one of Wes's friends.
Yeah. I would believe. I'd be fine with that, right?
Yeah, because she was hanging out with him this weekend and Wes too and like a group. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, all right, I think it's the friend.
Which is fine. You know, like, I don't care. But I think she likes the rumors. I think she likes the attention. Well, she's a Leo.
She's a Leo. And Kyle's been getting all the attention thus far. So she's finally.
True.
It's on me. Spotlight's on me.
True, true, true. And she, I mean, she looks fantastic. She looks great. I mean, she looks so different than she used to. I think I was telling you off the pod that I like,
an older episode was on like like 2019, filmed in 2019. Mm-hmm. And she just looks so different to me. I'm like, oh my gosh. But like, there's not one thing that I can point out. It's not like she had something done, you know? She just looks different. I don't know. I mean, her hair was blonder. She was like, I feel like fake tanner, you know? So I don't know, mixture of things. But yeah, best show on Bravo right now, in my opinion.
Yeah, and it always gets me so excited for summer.
Me too. But it also makes me wish I was 25 again.
Oh, I know. Tell me about it.
Like, if we showed up to one of these parties, we wouldn't even have to put a costume on for that old party that's coming up later this season. We could just show up as is.
I'm like,
in our normal clothes. Like, hey, guys.
I kind of like, you know how Carl was like, he was kind of upset Kyle didn't invest in Soft Park.
Yeah.
I'm like, did he completely forget about the conversation when Kyle said he had to put up $500,000 to save his company?
I know.
I'm like, dude, your friend obviously doesn't have the money right now.
Right. Exactly. That, and yeah, I don't know. It's different too. It's just different. Like, it's different than investing in a restaurant versus investing in a product. Because there's a payoff when someone eventually, like if Kyle can get, you know, Pepsi Cola or whoever to like buy Loverboy, like then everybody gets paid out. In a restaurant, it's like, that's not the goal of a restaurant. You don't want some big conglomerate to come in and like buy your restaurant, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just a different business model. I'm like, I don't know. But yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. Like you literally just shot a scene together 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Where he told you he was broke
and stressed out.
Exactly. Exactly. I don't watch BPR, but do you want to talk about it?
You know, the next, the last part of the two-part reunion is tomorrow night. So I'll talk about the next pod so I can just like wrap it up and everything. I mean, there's really not much to talk about this season, but I did hear the first part of the reunion was decent. So I'll check it out. Yeah.
I watched like, cause it was just on my TV. I watched like 5 minutes of it and it just felt so weird to me. I felt like I was watching people like cosplay old VPR, you know? I was like, are these people like, you know, I don't know. It just felt, I don't know.
It is weird. It's very weird. It's like, I'm still not used to it.
It's like the same setup. Lisa's still there in her, you know, sparkly button down shirt.
And keeps on saying, oh, these kids are so crazy.
Yeah.
What am I going to do with them? Oh,
exactly.
Like, all right, Lisa. Actually, these kids aren't that crazy.
Exactly.
You know, it's just like, all right.
Mm-hmm.
But it is weird. We'll see. Well, Bravo keeps pushing them and they're getting a second season. So,
of course, they are. They have some kind of like blood deal with Vanderpump where they need to keep producing her shows.
I know. I just don't understand. I don't.
Neither.
And then the Valley Persian Style wrapped up.
Oh, it's over already?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was only like maybe 10 episodes and no reunion.
That's perfect.
And I was like, they had more to talk about than Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
Gigi is just, this one girl that she's having like conflict with, Sky, she's like, oh, I'm gonna throw a drink at Sky, like at the back of her head. And she does it. And I'm like, oh my God, you have not grown up at all. Like, now I'm taking Sky's side. I don't care.
Yeah, it's like those tricks that worked 15 years ago on reality television are not the same. Like, you can't.
Oh, I know. And Reza's husband, Adam's like, yeah, do it.
I'm it's like when someone still breaks a glass on Housewives. I'm like, guys, we did this so long ago. Breaking glass isn't doing anything anymore.
I know. It's just like, why? Why are you doing this?
Mm-hmm.
It's like they're doing that. And then you have this other couple where the husband was married before and his wife had passed away in her 20s from cancer.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, they're having real conversations because he still visits the grave on her birthday. Another one's just like, you know, the wife has some feelings like, you know, like I'm second, you know, and all this stuff. So it's like they're having like some deep conversations.
And then Gigi's over here throwing glasses.
And Gigi's over there throwing some wine.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books.
time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At someone, and you're just like, oh my
God. Talking about getting high.
Yes, constantly. And she did get high at Sky's house.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Sky's kids were upstairs, so she was like, I didn't like that. But at least Gigi was like, okay, all right, I won't do it again. So right. She was calm with that, so I was actually impressed.
Good. Yeah.
And I was like, Gigi's calm, but then she pulls this.
Hmm. Classic Gigi. Classic Galanessa. That's the other thing, too, I find funny. Like, whenever I see the previews or whatever, like, Galanessa. Andy's calling them Galanessa and Mercedes. Yeah. And I'm like, okay. Sure. We're rebranding.
Yeah. It's oh, funny. My God.
All right. Well, now on to our favorite show.
Which one?
Love Story.
Ah, yes.
So good. We only have 3 episodes left. I don't know what. It's going to happen after. I mean, I know what's going to happen in the show, but I don't know what my life is going to be like when there's not new episodes of Love Story.
We need another show that takes place in the 90s stat.
Yeah. I saw an Instagram that was like, if you need other idea. Oh no, it was a joke. It was, oh my God, it was so good. I should have sent it to the group. Did you see the one where it's like, if you need other ideas for the next season of Love Story. And it was like, you know, Brooks and Vicky, and then like all these like tragic relationships on Bravo. It was really, really funny. I was like, this is so funny. But no, I think I saw a serious one too. That's like, how about this one? How about that one? I'm like, yes, get them on our TV. I need Ryan Murphy and a camera.
I know. He's such a hit or miss. And this is a definite hit.
Well, he's only producer. He has nothing else to do with it. So that's why it's a hit.
Believe it like that.
It was actually, I think, filmed before even his name was even attached. Oh, or it was like already in the works before something like something was happening, and maybe they wanted that bump of his name. So then he got attached or something. So that's why it's so good.
All right. I mean, they are making another about Joe Kennedy. And
I'll watch that.
Yeah. And, you know, back then they are making another show. I think they're filming now.
I'll be on that.
I don't know if it's Ryan Murphy, though. I don't know who's doing it, but.
I will watch it. I was shocked. All these years, I'd never once heard like that Ethel Kennedy was a bitch. Like, I was shocked by that plot line. I was like, oh my God.
Unless it's not true, because I've been reading.
Yeah.
And when I say I've been reading on Reddit that actually Caroline's husband, Ed Schlossberg.
Yeah, yeah.
Is a really mean person.
Interesting.
And he was not the one that gave that speech at the wedding. It was actually Caroline. So, and he was actually, people always say he's not nice.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'm sure we'll get more. It's so crazy how obsessed we are with the Kennedys. Not we, you and me, just as a culture, we're obsessed with the Kennedys, but I've always just been so interested, and I can't get out of my brain that JFK Jr. and RFK, the health secretary, are basically peers. So JFK Jr. would be his, would be his age now and look like, I mean, besides the fake tanning, look like him. Like, that is just kind of really blowing my mind. And I'm like, would RFK even be this where he is now if his cousin was still alive? And and then I also think it's interesting, you're saying that things are not necessarily true on the show, which I can believe, but they're like, oh, Ethel is the matriarch and all these things. So I'm like, is she? Like, Eunice Shriver was actually a Kennedy, not that I shouldn't say, I mean, Ethel had 10, 11 children with Bobby Kennedy, she was a Kennedy, don't get me wrong, but she wasn't one of the original siblings. She married into the family. So I'm like, it's funny that she is playing the role of patriarch, where it could have been Maria Shriver's mother or, the other ones. I guess they're all, God, Eunice had so many kids. Andrew Cuomo's wife was one of her kids.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
Carrie Kennedy Cuomo. Their kids that have Kennedy Cuomo. They have hyphenated last names. Obviously Bobby. Yeah. There's just so many. Rob Bobby. They had so many.
So Bobby many Kennedy. Of them.
Yeah. But my point is there was, I think what JFK had 7 siblings, right? So there's a lot of people in that family. So I just thought it was weird that Ethel is playing the matriarch,
Yeah.
So anyway, But it's so good. I fucking love it.
I know. It's so good.
How did you feel about that dog scene that I warned you about?
Oh, thank you for warning me. So I could kind of tell when all of a sudden it cut to him walking the dog. I'm like, and I'm fast forwarding.
Okay, right, good. Now. Cause I gasped. I didn't think that was going to happen. I was like, and then I was like, oh no, Christina's going to hate this.
I fast forward it, but it's like, you know, when you're fast forwarding, but you still kind of see, like,
yes, something. Yes.
I was just like, oh my, cause I had to look. So I was like, I don't know how long it's going to be. Like, when do I stop?
Right.
But then even so, I guess I could have just stopped all the way through. I didn't need to see him on the airplane with the urn.
With the urn, I know. Yeah. It's so silly.
I know.
Silly.
But I can't believe, and I can't believe Daryl Hannah came out and said something. I feel
I'm
bad.
Glad she did. No, yeah.
I am glad. I just, yeah. I guess it's like, I can't believe, like, it was so big that, like, she had to come out. And like,
yeah, and then they did do her dirty. They didn't need to add that much of her into it. They could have added, like, you know, some of their little fights, but like the fact that she showed up like all kind of whatever at the mother at Jackie O's funeral, like that really made her look bad. Like, I don't even care about the cocaine. Like, who cares about the cocaine parties? It was the '90s, like whatever. Yeah. But like, yeah, the way they depicted her at the funeral or the memorial was really fucked up. So I know something too.
No. So that's why I was reading like on Reddit. They're like, why did he like exaggerate with this with Daryl Hannah, but made Ed Schlotzberg look like a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, yeah, people are like, oh, Ryan Murphy hates women.
Well, you know, Ryan Murphy, but also like the way Daryl Hannah said, like when she said this, it was no accident. I'm like, I think whoever, like, if beyond Ryan Murphy, like whoever wrote this script, like has a very jaded view. And like, you know what I mean? I feel like there's more there, you know, like there's something behind the scenes that we don't know about yet, but hopefully we find out about, because it's like, it's written, it's either like someone pro Kennedy that's like trying to make the Kennedys look, you know what I mean? Like,
okay,
who knows what it could be, but I think it's just like obviously just trying to make like certain things look really good. But, and make Ed look bad. What was the other thing? Oh, did you see the clip that resurfaced last week where Andy asked Sarah Jessica like about like what it was like to make out with JFK?
No.
Oh my God, it was so good. Sarah, I know she annoys people, but like, so he was like asking her, and Watch What Happens Live. This was an old clip, but he was like asking her, and she was kind of being coy. And then he's like, did you get your hands like all in that hair? He had so much hair. And she goes, you know, Andy, he did have a good head of hair. And I would feel more comfortable talking about this if he didn't die the way he died. And he was able to live out like all of his potential, but because that was all kind of cut short, you know, I just don't feel comfortable. And it was like such a great way, I thought, to respond to that question. I'm like, you know what? Good for you, Sarah, Jessica. Like, I don't know. I'll try to find the clip and send it. But I was like, what a great response. Like, basically saying, like, yeah, I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm not saying no comment, but I'm just saying, like, I don't feel comfortable, even though you're my bestie. You know?
Like, and Andy's like, I want all the juicy details.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly. I'm sure he got the details later. Yeah. But yeah, so good.
So good.
And you said you're not up to date on Pitt Shrinking or Paradise, right?
No, I didn't watch this week's, but I watched last week's episodes.
Okay, I can't wait to I'll just tell you the title of Shrinking this past week was Derek's Don't Die, and you know Derek is my favorite character, so it's very Derek centric.
I was saying, I was like, oh my God, please don't let Paul and Jason Segel, like the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, please don't let this become an item thing. Like trying to get
Harrison
Ford's daughter. Yeah.
I didn't want to see them hook up. I was like, no, nobody wants this.
I was like, ugh.
No, I don't think it's going to be a thing.
No, I don't think so, because she doesn't live nearby, but still. And I get why she was kissing, because he said, like, I just need that to get over that hump.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I still don't want this.
Mm-mm.
But totally, I still don't want, and I feel like they're setting it up, like, so then he could then have a relationship with Colby Smothers.
I don't want that either.
I don't. It's just weird. It's Marshall and Robin. It's it's not right. It's not right.
No, I don't know. Bring someone new in. Like,
bring Allison Hannigan in. I'll take it.
Oh, God. That'd be so funny. Or Kristen Bell from Sarah Marshall.
Or Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis. Actually, yeah, that's my top. Bring in Mila Kunis.
Yeah, just bring in one of them. I'll take a repeat, just different characters. Just no.
Yeah.
Not Robin.
No, definitely. Oh, no. No. Okay. Well, I can't wait for you to watch Paradise because I am liking this season. I mean, I liked last season. This season is on another level for me. Like, yeah. I'm loving it.
Even though at first, I mean, like, I did like it. I thought it was interesting how, like, Shailene Woodley, what's her character's name?
Annie.
I thought it was interesting how they, like, had her in Graceland.
I love that. I'm like, yes. I know, right? So good.
It was different, right?
Yeah.
I actually cried that first episode when she was dancing with Link.
I'm not saying anything.
She started crying and he did just because they hadn't touched anyone in so long.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh my God. I start crying.
Well, I cried this last episode. So.
Yeah, that's what I heard. It was a tearjerker. The second episode, I thought it was more just like, you know, it was just like, oh my God, what's happening?
I don't care what's happening in the bubble. Like, I don't care. Keep me outside the bubble.
Exactly. Like, I don't need to see his plane going, like, him crashing and then his broken leg. I don't need to see this stuff.
Let's and those weird children. Yeah.
I was like, so the second episode, I was like, no, it definitely had some good parts. But that one, I was like, eh. And then the third episode with Sinatra and then back in the bubble, I was like, all right, we're back.
Mm-hmm.
We are back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then the pit, same old, like nothing.
Yeah.
Scrubs that came back. I was a fan of Scrubs back in the day, so I was like, let me just watch one episode. And Jeff was like, it's going to be weird watching Scrubs after watching The Pit, and it kind of was. I mean, and some of the, you know, these remakes aren't ever as good as the originals anyway, so I just wanted to see what it was all about. And I was like, okay, whatever, I get the gist. I'm not going to watch it, but yeah. I feel like you can't go backwards. The Pit or nothing, you know.
Oh yeah. Even though sometimes I'm like, is Dr. Oh my God, Noah Wiley. What's his character's name?
Dr. Robbie.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a little mean sometimes.
I know.
I'm like, damn, dude, take that break.
No, my favorite character is Bryan Cranston's daughter.
Oh yeah. Mel.
Mel, yeah.
Yeah, she's good.
I like her. And I don't hate this new attending. Like, she was annoying at first, but she's kind of growing on me.
Yeah, like, we're starting to get to know more about her.
Yeah. I find Santos annoying. I love the one she calls Huckleberry. I think he's adorable. The new tall intern, I hate. Did you see the one? I think it was last week where he kept, like, commenting on the guy's weight.
Yes, yes.
It's like, shut up, get out of here.
Oh my God, that's terrible bedside manner. Or even how he was like when Louis died.
He
groped. I'm like, oh my God.
I was so shocked that Louis died. That was sad.
I know. But then it was like the last minute and Dr. Robbie's giving that speech and you're like, oh shit. And I'm just, and then I start crying from that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good, that was rough. Like the whole like finding out about his wife dying when she was pregnant or something or when they had a child.
He was just talking. He's like, and Louis loved her and then she died. And I was like, what? And I was like, well, no wonder Louis drank.
I know. They won the actor award, the cast. And I was glad to see that doctor that's not in the second season.
She was there?
Yeah, I was so happy. I was like, I hope she comes back for season 3.
I know, but I think they clashed. I don't know. Not the cast, maybe the producers. I don't know, something. I have to find out again.
Speaking of, a lot of people, so what's his name on Shrinking is also on Abbott Elementary, the one who lives in Jason Segel's guest house.
Oh, he is?
He's on Abbott Elementary now as a teacher. And then you don't watch either one of these shows, but the nurse from Scrubs who's married to Turk from Clueless, she's also on High Potential, the show I watch on ABC with the woman from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. The blonde,
Yeah, I like it. It's a silly show, but I like that show. But anyway, I'm like, actors be like working. They're just jumping around. I'm actually more shocked about the guy from Shrinking because it's like, Abbott's like he's not a main character. He's probably not on every episode, but he's a teacher. So like he's in a lot of episodes. And I'm like, that film's a lot of episodes, you know, Shrinking's only 10 episodes. But I'm like, good for you getting those jobs in.
And you know, I had read like last year that he was the guy from Shrinking, Sean, that he was supposed to be on this season of The Pit. So I don't know what happened there.
Oh, interesting. That'd be crazy if he was on 3 shows.
Right? Like as a recurring role. So I was like, oh, is he going to be like a new doctor or a nurse or something?
Interesting.
Or I was like, is he going to be a patient that has like a long arc, you know? But
yeah, yeah.
Not, unless he pops up, but we're getting close to the end here.
Oh, and what's her name? Liz from Shrinking. She's also on the new season of Scrubs. Yeah, so she's doing double duty. But I also, I guess she was doing press from Shrinking or Scrubs this past week because there was like a lot of clips on our feed. And did you see the clip where she basically said like during Scrubs, her husband is the producer, director, whatever, the creator of Scrubs, that the music for like the pilot like really sucked. So she was like, let me try. And so she like reworked music and he was like, oh my God, this is amazing. I want you to be my music supervisor on everything. So she does all the music for Shrinking, which is awesome. Oh, like wow. The music's always good. And she does all of his shows. And she rattled them off. And of course I've seen all of them, but now I can't remember, but she's like, yeah, I'm the music supervisor on like X, Y, and Z. I was like, it's really good music. Like good for you.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So I thought that was a fun little thing, because this week they had, oh, you didn't watch it, but it's not like it's giving anything away. It had a Cher song, but not like done by Cher, by somebody else. And I was like, oh, this is a good version. I like this.
Oh, very cool. So,
anyway, anything else you want to talk about?
No, I think that's all the shows I watch. Oh my God.
Oh my God, it's such a long list, Christina. That's what I was saying when you went to answer the door. I was like, guys, our list is long. Good thing we had nothing to talk about Beverly Hills, because this list is so long.
Yeah.
But, and more coming out. I feel like April's going to be a big month for new shows too.
I know.
So
exciting. Because we have Rhode Island coming out.
Oh, right. Rhode Island.
And what else is coming back? Something else is coming back.
What else?
Or did it already? Because I know Southern Hospitality and then Ladies of London. So yeah. I guess Rhode Island. But I can't think if there's anything else.
I can't either.
Maybe Rhode Island's the last one.
Yeah, I feel like we're really like deprived of Housewives right now. Because Potomac's over and we have Beverly Hills, which isn't doing anything. So it's like, we don't have any other Housewives. And they're not filming Miami. They're not filming Jersey.
No.
They just picked up cameras on New York, right? So we're not going to get that for a while. So, and are you seeing all that controversy about John Gosling's ex-girlfriend or whatever?
Yes, yes.
Why are we casting John Gosling's ex-girlfriend?
I was shocked.
Like, oh, I don't even need to know the drama in her backstory. Like, that description alone is, like, enough for me to say no thank you.
Yeah, I know. Because I thought that it was good to cast Martha Stewart's makeup artist.
Yes, like, that's smart.
And the other one, Erica Hammond, she, like, started Rumble Boxing.
Yeah, that's good.
And also, she's married to a billionaire that started Built or Blit. I don't know how to say it. But she's married to a billionaire, so we're getting money.
We love it.
Yeah.
Love to see it. Love to see it.
And plus, she's really pretty.
I didn't watch the trailer for Rhode Island. And it's hard for me to get into those things unless I know the characters. So, like, watching Rhode Island is just like watching, like, I don't know, you know.
Eight Dolores's.
Yeah, eight Dolores's. So it's like, yeah. And the same with, like, you know, when I think you posted or I saw on social media when they were posting the new people. I'm like, obviously, I saw the Martha Stewart thing and I saw the Kate Gosling thing or John Gosling thing. But beyond that, I was like, oh, I'll meet them when I meet them. You know? Like, so we'll figure that out. But anyway. All right. Awesome. Well, Christina, I think we did it, even with my little ramble while you got answered the door. So the spring is off to a start. Well, I know we're not typically technically in spring, but we're almost there.
Almost.
And I'm liking
it. On the 20th. Yeah.
Lots of good content. Awesome. Well, thank you for podcasting with me.
Thank you.
And thank you guys for listening.
Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Enjoy the shows this week.
Enjoy the shows.
Bye.
Bye.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this. even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.